It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And one of my favorite people to bring on the program is Jerry Barrett, who is now the new host of Power of Prophecy, following Tex Mars. And Tex, of course, his book, I talked to him a few weeks ago. He's now sort of retired from doing radio and video podcasting, but he's very active. He finished his new book, and we want to talk about that and other issues today with Jerry. It's very important. You can go to their website, which I strongly support. To be honest with you, I don't know of any other Christian site that actually tells the truth about pretty well everything. And their co-authors, people like Dan Patrick, to talk about the people of Gog and Magog and many other issues. You guys have got a spiritual 6-foot-high can opener to open up lots of cans of bad, what I call spiritual whoop ass. Do you like that?
Yes, sir.
You got to understand this, people. This book that's going to come out with Tex Mars, I'm sure, is going to make a lot of what we call fake or phony so-called Christian leaders. And I like to use these terms to make people kind of laugh, because sometimes you can't get through to people unless you use some humor. I refer to a lot of the fake and the apostate various Christian little groups like I call the evil jellyfish. Do you like that? Is that evangelicals?
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a number of things you can get poke holes by just using it, because remember, the Bible is like a conjoint equation. And one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Peter 2:10. It says, no scripture is a private interpretation. In other words, it's a mathematical language. So you can't just take one scripture and say, oh, I don't like that. Throw it over your shoulder and say, let's keep on, hypothesizing what God really meant. You can't do that. Now, Tex is a genius in not only military personnel and technology and so on, but he's also wise enough to actually integrate. And the other people he brings on, like yourself, that are now taking over his radio position, and other authors like Dan Patrick, that discern who the people of Gog and Magog are, and the prophecies that go back to Ezekiel, etc., and Isaiah. This is important to understand, because God put those words there to speak to us at the time of the end. They're not for people 2,000 years ago. They're for us. In fact, an entire third of the Bible is written for us today, this week, for people that are breathing and have a pulse today, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. It's a timeless document.
Right. Right. So I want to talk about this book. What's in it, and what did he write? Because I want to get a copy right away, and I also I'm going to post up links so people can get access to this book and to your ministry. PowerOfProphecy.com. PowerOfProphecy.com. What's in the book?
The book is titled Psychopaths, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
Right.
And Tex has been working on this a number of years, and he put it on a back burner because every time he started researching, he said it made him cry. Just tore him up.
Now,
and so it took him a while to put this one together.
Now, when you find a psychopath, people have to understand, when I see somebody who's sick and they've got cancer, or they've got autoimmune disease, or they've got some problem, you're sick on multiple levels of your being. You're sick on a physical level, you're sick on a psychological level, or spirit, a consciousness level, and you're sick on a spirit level. In fact, it may even be generational curses that are coming to fulfill in your body today. Now, if someone is a psychopath, I can actually, 6% of the U.S. and the world population, roughly 6%, but it varies somewhat, are psychopaths, and you can actually do biological measurements of that. Firstly, if I do a quantitative electroencephalogram, not a regular EEG, but a quantitative QEG, done by a science doctor or PhD psychologist, trained by Lexicorp, by the way, in Boulder, where the technology originated. And by the way, we use that with the CIA, NSA, and various departments in the government. They know about this, Lexicorp. If your frontal lobes show no voltages of your executive functions of your brain, or you've got abnormal coherence patterns between the frequency matching between different parts of your cortex, you can't learn. And if you see inactivity of the frontal lobes, you get overactivity of what's called the amygdala, we call the reptilian brain. In other words, you are, like in the movie, talking about Frankenstein, remember, it says, you put a Abby normal brain in a 6'9" monster, right? Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right. Well, I can tell you biologically, I can tell someone who's in prison. For example, I just saw a young black man who killed a husband and wife at some kind of resort. And he started cursing at the prosecutor, said, "You better not let me out of prison because I'll kill you." He's here. I'm watching this on Fox this morning. You got to understand, 6% of the U.S., and of course it's partly due to vaccines, which destroy their blood-brain barrier, toxic demineralized food, toxic water, and toxic parenting. And in fact, when you put these people in bad parenting or bad prisons, they go from being grammar school prisoners and criminals to PhD criminals. You take a reptilian brain, predator monster, predator human, and turn them into a weapon, right?
Yeah. That text, when he put this book together, he has a list of 15 characteristics for you to be able to discern if they're psychopathic or not.
Now, you got to understand here some things. Some of the psychopaths are in prison, but other ones are running as the CEOs of corporation.
How about on Capitol Hill?
They're on Capitol Hill.
Yeah,
the structure of politics and the structure of the financial system of the world attracts people that are of the predator class of humans.
Yeah,
so the percentage of people that are predators and psychopaths that are in politics or in the CEOs of big corporations is a lot higher than 6%. Isn't it? Now, people say, "Oh, you can improve that, Deagle." Guess what? People do not understand who the hell Deagle is until they talk to me for a while. "Me and Deagle, you're too smart for me." I said, "No, I'm not. I'll explain everything to anybody." There's no such thing as a concept too complex. They can't be broken down into little pieces, so even my daughter with Down syndrome cannot understand it, okay? So I can measure your organic acids, which are metabolites in your urine. I can measure your genes of your mitochondria. I can measure brain imaging like SPECT blood flow scans, quantitative EEGs, and T1-weighted MRI scans. I can tell you exactly why someone's wrong, and I can fix it. But do you know that nobody's trying to get Deagle to fix people in prison? They put him in work programs to train them how to be electricians and stuff, or they become Muslims in prison because Islam is a mind control thing, so it attracts people that are of the predator class. Did you know that? Why do you think so many prisoners turn to become Muslims in prison? Because it loves to take them and amplify their self-importance of increasing the danger of these self-important predator class humans. It's not a religion, it's a mind control system, Islam. It might have some slather to make it look like a religion. We've had, Dr. Bill Warner back on. He'll be back on in the next week or so. From Tennessee State University, we've had Dr. Waleed Shobat, who was a Palestinian terrorist who married an American, became a Christian, and ascended theater. They run Shobat.com, Shoebat.com. Dr. Deagle has the skill sets to tell you exactly why the predator class becomes our chief politicians like Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Nadler, and these other maniacs, or this top Mormon, right, Romney, or predator class running corporations like Blomberg. He's a psychopath. Some of them aren't necessarily doing big crimes like killing and raping and so on. They're doing intellectual or financial crimes like predator, bond people, little strip companies like this town where Cabela's was in Rapeside, Colorado, in Nebraska. Rip it to pieces so the people lose all their jobs and the corporation goes away. They're predator class humans. They are reptilian brain driven monsters. And when they want to open the doors to prisons, they don't give a crap about the rest of us. They don't want to fix these poor people that are messed up, that have bad parenting. Maybe they're predatory class parents too. So the kids are really screwed up. They got bad genetics from their mitochondria or whatever and bad nutrition. They've had vaccines damage their blood-brain barrier. So this is not a minor thing, and it's getting more frequent. When I went to medical school, one person in 4,600 got ADD. Right now it's 1 in 68, and in some towns and cities in America, by doctors, not Dill Deagle, 1 in 28. We're getting, and I use the term, instead of brain damage, I call it blame damage. Do you like that, blame damage?
Oh, yeah. You can blame everybody but the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, or the drugs, or the vaccine manufacturers that are freaking devilish morons.
Yeah, big pharma is controlling America. I mean,
big pharma is run by the Rothschilds. That's why they want to get rid of Raymond Rife a century ago. That's why they persecute the hell out of him. Okay?
Yeah. Now, that's why you can't watch TV without seeing an advertisement for one of their drugs. It's all about
my. Now, how many do you think the functional medicine doctors like me have been killed? And I just got a notice a week ago another one was killed. Do you know what sets Dr. Deagle aside from these other doctors? They were nice. Now I will die for you, but I won't lie for you. And if you come after me thinking you're going to kill or harm me, you'd be better off having the devil himself, because believe me, the level of intellectual, legal, and other violence I'll sit on you will be unbelievable. That's why the dark side are scared the hell out of me. And some will even appropriate and say, well, because Deagle knows all this stuff, he's a white hat, he's one of us. You know, these maniacs have actually considered the Deagle, because they know all this stuff and tell people publicly, are doing what's called hoodwinking, telling them the truth, so when they don't believe Deagle, they're willing victims to be destroyed. Do you know that?
Yeah,
they love the fact that I'm telling the truth, because they know that the thing that they have to do luciferically in their religion is tell the truth before they kill them or destroy them or take away their wealth or destroy them. These maniacs, in fact, the WebBot Project did the same damn thing, looking at their data analysis about 4.5 years ago, saying Deagle's a deep state agent, manipulating the people with truth so he can manipulate and get their stuff. No, I'm not. Believe me, I am Anakin Sky Deagle still. I did not turn into Darth Deagle. What do you think?
Dark Deagle, that's funny. Sure.
People need to take this seriously. I got, in grade 11, I beat 7,000 people, including people with a bachelor's, master's in physics from MIT, to get a scholarship to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics. I had already designed how to make the most advanced nuclear weapons in history, and in fact, I still know how to do it. And if I did, it could crack the earth like an egg. That's back a lot of years ago, isn't it? That is 51 years ago. Now, I'm not exactly average. Now, that's why the Pindar came, because he wanted to recruit me. He says, this guy's got talents that God's given him. We know where his destiny is. He's going to save lots of people from not only physical destruction and financial destruction, but the wrath of Satan trying to put him in a position, because the devil doesn't destroy anything. He just perverts so God will destroy them. The creator is God. The destroyer is God when you fall out of grace. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't have a clue.
That's why Jesus said, fear not he who can just destroy the body, but he can destroy the soul. He's referring to him as the Father in heaven, who at the end of grace, and you know the most vile thing you can do on earth, the greatest sin, you know what it is? See if you know the answer to that. Reject those who bring grace to you. So when you persecute and kill the prophets, Jesus said himself, I am like a mother hen, I gather you before me. But yet you slay the prophets between the brazen label and the Holy of Holies. Remember that quote?
Yeah.
That's the words of Jesus, not even another apostle or prophet. That's him saying it himself, God in the flesh. So when people say, I'm going to spit on you, Deagle, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to shove a gun down your throat, Deagle, I've had people do that. I'm saying, you know what? I'm praying for your soul, because someday you're going to die, whether it's 1 year or 10 or 20 years from now or 30 years from now. You're going to be facing annihilation, because if you don't have a heavenly relationship today, you're not going there, because you're not there now. You don't go to heaven. You don't go to heaven. You're in heaven now as you serve God, and if you don't continue to serve him, by the way, there's no such thing as once saved, always saved either. That's another lie by the maniacs in the so-called apostate religion. If I turn evil and start doing evil crap, God justifiably is going to destroy me. You need to fear the Creator God from the moment of every breath and every heartbeat you have, that you're doing his will, right?
Yes, sir. Jesus said, those who hate me love death.
Right.
And that's where the psychopaths are. I mean,
right.
They have no remorse. They have no guilt. They have no conscience. They care less.
Yeah, but you see, they have an open astral door to being dwelt by playing like a video game by Satan. You got to look at the psychopaths that actually brought Hillary Clinton into the world. You know they're all wizards, the Rodham family. You know what God showed me with Hillary Clinton? I said, God showed me, it was about 5 years ago, how she was created. You know what God showed me? He gave me a standing vision of a little girl being brought down a little peacoat, down a spiral staircase to a basement, where they had men and women walk around with red hoods on, and they had a goat's head, golden staff, saying prayers in reverse speech, in Latin, satanic Latin, backwards, like the Lord's Prayer backwards, while they had a little boy strapped over an obsidian stone, ready to cut his heart out with the serpent-shaped knife, and cursing her to be indwelt by a Draco reptilian entity that would disembodied from the ancient world. That's what they did to Hillary.
difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Why is that? Wrong door, buddy. What do you think?
Very much so.
Yeah, scary stuff too, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So you tell Tex and you guys are called. God has got his hand on you. He wants you to continue talking through the tribulation. Well, we have some pretty significant stuff going on. Pray, people out there, that I get through with my friends, Dr. Bob Goldman, who is the co-founder with Dr. Ron Klatz of A4M, who knows Trump personally and Ivanka Trump, that I get the chance to talk specifically to Donald Trump. Because if I can witness with my co-hosts like Jerry Barrett, John W. Spring is a believer. Actually, people like Susan Lindauer said, look, I'm not coming on your show unless you recognize I'm a believer. Do you know that? This intel agency that knew about 9/11 in May, before 9/11, because they realized that she knew they were going to do 9/11, they put her under the Patriot Act in prison and tortured her and tried to rendition her with toxic drugs. And the judge held back on the toxic drugs and released her a year later, to the chagrin of the New World Order. Did you know that? So she's coming back on tomorrow. People need to know, this is the end of the game. If the human race doesn't make it past, like, next year, I've got to tell you straight up, people, get your supplements for your wellness, get yourself prepped up, electricity and everything else, because the proverbial is going to hit the fan. Everything's converging next year. Next year, they start the world ID and the chipping of the populations and biometric cameras everywhere. Did you know that?
I know they're working on it hard in China.
Guess what? 2020 is when they launch it. Yep. I don't want to say this. I'm going to tell you, people, God's going to get us through this if you submit yourself to God, and he's going to tell you where to be, what to do, and how to do. And you got to listen to the program when I tell you to get your health back, get off the damn toxic polypharmacy, get your water filtration so they don't put toxic stuff in your water. Don't submit to stupid vaccines. They have a vaccine, DARPA has, against the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor. You know, if you block that receptor, what happens? You lose what's called the God complex, or you want to seek a higher authority. Did you know that? If you block the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor, you block what's called the God complex genes in your brain. Did you know that? DARPA made this specifically for that. Did you know that?
I would believe that.
Yeah.
DARPA's in
Dr. Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, well, God made me like my ancestor Moses. Moses was the most intelligent man. His name Moses means he was actually designated to become the next pharaoh, even though he was adopted by the pharaoh's daughter. He was the most intelligent man in the ancient world. Did you know that? Did you know that? God already dictated through his ear, and it wasn't Moses who wrote the Pentateuch, it was God. Every letter, mathematical and numerical, was written by the Creator God, not Moses, but he had a direct line, like I do, to the Most High. Not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm obedient. There's a big difference. Believe me, my obedience was well fought for. Because God said, when I send you back from heaven, and I said, God, do you want to go back? I said, no, I like heaven. He said, well, I'm going to show you what it is about. He took me high above the earth, and I heard a voice behind me say, behold the voice of the seven thunders. So I'm looking down, and I see, the first thing I see is fireballs rising off the earth everywhere, but especially over the lower 48 states. And I said, oh, a light show. I got all excited, like, hey, this is nice. He looked at me really angry, like, you don't get it, kid. I'm like, oh, I can't be quiet. And they turned into mushroom clouds, and I saw tsunamis. I saw mothers slitting the throats of their children so they wouldn't know the day. I saw human cannibalism, a little 8-year-old boy. And I saw horrifying giant tsunamis striking the coast. I'm thinking, then I saw a shroud pull across the sky and like these objects striking the earth like meteors or missiles. And I'm saying, why did you show me this? I'm crying really hard. And he says, he swung around held both my little hands in heaven, 400 miles above the earth probably. And my little Johnny shirt spattered with blood, and he had his talus on with the blue blood. Talus was spattered with blood all over it. And I said, at the time of the end, you will know, and you will tell my people. Now, you got to understand, 2,000 years ago, my ancestor was in the Sanhedrin, the blood descendant of, in the Naima family, of the Mosaic line of Kohanim. And Jesus gave a prophecy passed through my family in parchment for 2,000 years that my grandfather's oldest brother had, which was the basis for Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet. The book, The Prophet, is a book talking about Dr. Bill Deagle, whose mother was Naima. The Naomi tribe of the Medes, that was the daughter of the king of the Medes, 2,800 years ago. That's why I'm here today, bringing forth people that are prophetic like yourself, and text Mars, because I don't know any other ministries that say what you guys say. Dan Patrick or anybody else that's on your ministry, make videotapes and books. I don't know anybody else that speaks the truth like you guys. I don't.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
My God, do people out there understand when they're going to their pastor in their church and they're getting churched? The word church itself is pagan. Did you know that?
I call it churchianity. It is not.
Yeah, the word church actually is a pagan word. Did you know that only pagans go to church? Did you know that? The word church is an ancient word that even precedes the development of Ur of the Chaldeans, where Abraham left and became the father of all the the tribes of Israel. There were churches long before Abraham. Did you know that?
Wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. We are the body of believers. That's why the temple is us. After Jesus died, he said, you are the naos. That's the Hebrew word. We talked about this with Pastor Carl Gallups and his Messianic friend, whose fathers and people were all regular rabbis. He's a Messianic rabbi, which means he believes in Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh. People need to know, if you build a temple in Israel, it is the abomination that desolates. The temple is us. You're not an animal sacrifice. If a temple is built by the evil jellyfish and a minority of the Jews, which they have enough money to build 10 or 20 or whatever number of temples, it's the abomination that desolates. And the Antichrist himself will go in there and the Mahdi and claim that he is the one who has brought this forth. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
So any temple they build in Israel is the abomination that desolates.
Katie, bar the door when that happens. I know John Hagee's pushing for it.
John Hagee is a prime member of the Luciferic cabal.
Oh, yeah.
Fake religious liars. Part of what I call the lie. I call them the liocracy. Do you like that? The liocracy. The liars in politics and religion that want to lie until they destroy your wealth, destroy your health, destroy your representative government, and then destroy your soul in hell.
They're on the pathway to doing it, and people are letting them.
Do you know why? Do you know how much suppression I had over at Genesis Network? When I left there in January, they told me the last year and a half, Ted Anderson, we can't even let you have a commercial on a network for a product you have that says you have a show on the network, after almost 15 years there. I got the same garbage from John Stadtmuller over at Republic Radio. I was there on and off for years, because he didn't want, he said, we don't like it on our network. You know why? I said, come on my show and ask me questions. I dare people, callers, to ask me questions. The last time I had a caller that wanted to disagree was a doctor 9 years ago. He must have been over 6 foot tall when he started. When I finished, he was shorter than the dwarf on the Game of Thrones. If you think you're intellectually going to fence with Dr. Deagle and get away with killing my audience and telling him lies, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you. The word nice and Dr. Deagle should never be put together. I will die for you, but I will not lie for you, even if it kills me. I won't. What do you think of that?
Hey, amen. That's what we do.
That's why what you're doing, Jerry, and what Power of Prophecy is doing is so important. If people aren't buying your books and videos, or if they're not supporting your ministry, God help them. Let's go with some more details about this book. What else is he talking about, the psychopaths? Because the reason why this is on his heart is he realizes we are being led by psychopaths. Nancy Pelosi, pedophile, pedogate maniac, eating baby body parts. Remember, look at this. Kamala Harris, you know she persecuted this guy. At least a reasonable judge threw out the suits against this pro-life guy that took videotape to the meeting of I'll call Planned on Parenthood. And Kamala Harris persecuted him and threatened to put him in prison. Did you know that?
Yeah.
What a freaking maniac she is.
Yeah, she is.
No wonder she's
out of...
I was praying hard to make sure that she committed what we call geopolitical suicide. And the same with the Democrats. They're proceeding and trying to take points from USMC. Like, we tweaked a little bit so we don't get credit. Bull. Nancy, please just, number one, get saved, go home, and stop doing politics. You're a threat to the human race.
I don't know.
Nadler and Schiff, you guys need to wear orange. You need to go to prison and never have a day pass or a book tour.
I mean, Nancy claims to be a Catholic, but she's all about killing babies.
Do you know what the Pope is? You know what they had on the Pope's head? The current Jesuit Pope is a Draco reptilian open mouth of a amphibious Draco reptilian from the star system of Alpha Draconis. Did you know that? All the ancient druids that rule Earth right now, called the Druidic Council of 13, are druids. They worship under the control of the transdimensional entities that are indwelling our world leaders that are Draco reptilians. Did you know that? They rule the ancient world for umpteen tens of thousands, who knows, maybe millions of years. The Draco reptilians are the chief among the transdimensional alien beings that now are indwelling our world leaders. They're possessed. They're not just normal humans. People say, oh, no, they're not possessed. You're just mentally ill. They go, I said, yeah, I wish. If I could take a shot in the butt and these things would just all go away, I'd love it. It's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. Once you've got God in you and the truth in you, you can't step away from it.
If people say, he sounds like if I had Jeremiah, Isaiah, or Ezekiel speaking, it would sound like this guy, this damned eagle, he's got a mouth on him. He interrupts his guests. He keeps talking over them. He keeps on going on and blathering. I'm trying to save you like I'm like a firefighter with a Scott air pack and an air mask. And I'm trying to put a burning building without sucking into toxic air myself. And you're trying to pull a mask out because you want me to die while I'm pulling you down the ladder. Damn it. But you know what my frustration is now? I'm feeling a relief now. It's not my responsibility to save you. It's God's. He's just going to tell you, Deagle, you do exactly what I say, Deagle, and I'll bless you. I'll amplify your ministry. I'll get people to buy your supplements for Christmas presents so it saves their health. But I'll let them listen and buy the books from Jerry over and Prophecy of Prophecy and Tex Mars book to save their soul, but also their nation. If we don't repair our nation and become a constitutional republic under God, not under Lucifer and these damn Luciferic maniacs like Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Nadler. And by the way, I've changed the last two F's of Schiff's name to T. Adam, S-H-I-T-T. What do you think of that? Because that's what he's full of. Now, you got to understand, I'm praying for these characters too, because there's nobody more evangelical than a saved mass murderer or abortionist. Did you know that? You save somebody that's been a great doer of evil, they know what evil's inside them because they got the writhing worms of evil inside them. And when they get relieved, it's like, I'm going to say, I got dewormed by God. Right?
Like the man at the Gadarenes.
That's right.
We are many. We are legion.
Right.
Why
but people don't want to believe that. They think, well, no, Dingle, they're not sick. I mean, they're sick. Yeah, they're sick biochemically and genetically, but they're sick on a spiritual level. That's why when you talk about this book he has, I'm sure he says scriptures, because he's going to say people are not just predator class humans because they're sick because they got bad biochemistry, got childhood vaccines. No, no. They're sick because they got generational curses or false parasitic pastors sucking their money out to build bigger churches and thicker carpets, but and lie to them about things like, we're going to have a dispensation of 7 years. We're going to have the temple built, and you're going to get 7 years' warning before Jesus comes back. No, you're not. No, you're not. If all hell breaks loose tomorrow, Jesus will come back the day after. Right? That's what's coming.
Yes, sir, and you don't want to be not counted in the book alive. That's
right.
For sure.
Right, and right now he's separating out the sheep and the goats. Do you know what a goat is? They spit on Deagle, and they spit on Jerry and Tex Mars. They spit on us, and the most vile thing you can do beyond abortion and murder is to spit on those that bring grace to save your spiritual butt. That's how bad it is, isn't it?
Extreme. You know, James 1, verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and that's what these people are. They're unstable.
And believe me, when I've been there myself, and God, when he said to me before I went back, he said, you know, Bill, I said, I'll go back, Lord God, to do your will and to witness to the people. He said, now, if you do evil in my sight when you go back to earth, I will annihilate you. I won't just let you have a bad day or go play canasta or shuffleboard with Lucifer or Sammy Davis Jr. or Flip Wilson. No, no, I'll destroy you. And I cried and I said, you know, God, I will do your will and go back even in danger of losing my eternal life. And he cried. He cried. And he said, for this reason, like your ancestor Moses, who said, take my lamb for the book of life, I will shake your ugly carcass and save you. and turn you to a son again.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Do you know what she said to me? Hold my hand. She said, I'm going to pray for you, Dr. Deagle. I'm going to come back with my baby. When she did come back with her baby, I cried so hard I burst all the blood vessels in my upper body, and I couldn't speak for 2 days. And I realized what a monster I'd become. Right? What do you think? So I just gave my story, which I've mentioned many times on the show. People need to realize the people that are repentant of having done great sin in God's eyes and think they've justified it, you know. And do you remember, most people doing evil thinking they're doing good in their own eyes because they think it's necessary to do certain things like kill people, do bad financial things, even do things that are really twisted because they're doing what is right in their own eyes. Remember, Satan himself, not just putting, looking like an angel of light, does good works, just like the Shriners. Do you know about the origin of the Shriner hat on the Shriners?
text mentioned it. I don't remember exactly.
Well, let me fill you in on it again for those people out there. People don't realize that Satan does things that look, taste, and smell good. In other words, the average person, if you don't have discernment, can completely be deceived by it, right?
Oh, yeah.
900 years ago, when the Muslims came into Morocco, there was a city where, in Morocco, where they had 500,000 Christians. Did you know that? And the Muslims had come in there, the terrorists, because at this time they did a jihad, and they killed 500,000 in one day. And they cut their heads off in these very fancy recirculating fountains that when you bled all your blood into them, they recirculate the blood. And if you dunked anything in it, it's going to get dyed red. So they took the white fez hats and dunked it in the red, which indicated, and they would hang a little scimitar on the front of the hat indicating they were now subservient to Islam and Allah, the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, a moon war god, not the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Did you know that?
That struck a chord.
Yeah, so you have to understand that Islam is not the same. The Vatican says this because they're lying pieces of human garbage. This Pope is a devil. He's not even Christian by the farthest reaches of your imagination. Now, there are Christians in the Catholic Church. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her curses. If you're a Catholic, start a home study. Get the hell out of there. If you're in a fake Christian church like this guy, what would you mention the guy that's pushing the temple? What's his name again?
Hagee.
Get the hell out of there. Hagee. Get the hell out of Hagee's church. Get out of fake churches. Ask the pastor, do they understand Scripture? Ask them, will they let Deagle or people like Jerry Barrett speak in their church by video link? And I'll do it for you, by the free, no charge. People say, oh, you're going to charge a fortune. How about I'm going to charge you the salvation of your soul? That's a big coin in the spiritual realm, isn't it? I'm going to charge you the infinite value of your eternal soul saved. That's what I'm going to charge you. People say, well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. If I talk about something, take it to the bank. I know it. And if you disagree with me, bring it. Come into my cage match. I'm the intellectual spirit Superman. I do not have a cape and I can't fly at the speed of light, but intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. It might tick you off. You might think I'm an arrogant SOB. I'm not. I'm empowered to bring the truth to you, whether you like it or not, just like lancing a bad boil or an abscess. I'm going to lance it spiritually in your body. We're being led down a pathway to annihilation. America is on the verge of collapse, isn't it? Do you know the repo market? They poured $4.2 trillion into it. They're getting ready to blow up the economy. You know why? October 10th, 1993, I'm praying face down in my bedroom in Enfield, Nova Scotia, after I came back from Georgia working in the trauma burn unit. And the angel Gabriel brought me to the city from which the mark of the beast will come. You know where that is? Falcon, Colorado, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs, at the U.S. Missile Defense and Space Command. All right? And he walked me through the underground cities and the Cray Array under there with a virtual world project like the Matrix. He brought me through dozens of facilities over many hours. And he was laughing at me because I'm a knucklehead, obviously, that I didn't know where the heck I was. And he said, well, give me a hint. It's where this pastor, Dutch Sheets, since 1985, were supporting It's a New Day ministry, with the originator being Willard Teason and his wife, Betty. Brent Rock, an engineer who set it up ministry, became saved and actually set up the It's a New Day ministry and built a big studio in Winnipeg. And Dutch Sheets was there, and I said, oh, he's Christ for the Nation. So I called Christ for the Nation. Oh, he'd already gone to Colorado Springs. So I phoned around Colorado Springs. No jobs here, man. None. So I got, I said, I'm leaving your hands, God. In February 1994, my wife, Michelle, got a dream that she should just call the hospital. So she called him. The second hospital called her back. Joyce Wolf said, has your husband done any work in Ahmed? I did research in rheumatology with the American head of the association, Dr. John Woodbury. I did research in toxicology with UCLA, Dr. Chungan Vujadani. I did research with surface electromyography for 7 years in my office with Stu Donaldson. Whoa, we'll fly him down. 4 days later, I got the job next to the commander, and 9 months to the day, I walked in the flesh to the same place as the angel brought me. And guess what? The mark of the beast comes from America. It doesn't come from Moscow. It doesn't come from Beijing. Doesn't come from Johannesburg or Tokyo. It comes from America, people. Wake up. If our nation doesn't repent, we will force the digital world matrix on the entire world. Even things that look good, for example, like USMC that was done by Jared Kushner. Do you know what zone 3 of the Council on Foreign Relations and Foreign Affairs General of the fall of 1973. Do you know that? And 10 kings shall give their kingdom to the beast for 1 hour. Guess what? Zone 3 is us. Canada, the United States, Mexico. It wasn't just a North American free trade agreement. USMCA, which get passed today, is Zone 3 of the final kingdom of 10 kings shall give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Did you know that? Do you know that Jared Kushner is a wizard? He worships Rabbi Schneerson, even though he's the son-in-law of Donald Trump. And Rabbi Schneerson is one of the greatest wizards of modern Judaism. Did you know that? They've got a rabbinical, we call it, monument, I think, in New Jersey for him. I don't know why there, but they do. People need to wake up, man. Modern Judaism is not praiser. The word Jew means praiser. Modern Judaism is wizardry. 28 years ago, I asked a rabbi who was finishing his 8 years. This guy was told me he's a genius to teach me Hebrew. I called him. He said, because you are a Kohanim, you're a descendant from Moses, I'm going to tell you, you Christians are idiots. I said, what do you mean? We're wizards. We summon demons. We do cast spells. I said, you're kidding. We control the world. I said, you got to be kidding. He said, no. And he gave me the reference to read the Sefiot Zaira in the Talmud of Babylon. Have you ever read the Sefiot Zaira? I'm going to do videos and put it on my private channel. You want to read this stuff? You better have a bucket nearby to vomit. Why do you think a lot of Jews, if they know even peripherally about it, they've rejected all religion and they're agnostics? Why? Because they know that modern Judaism, after 1,300 years in Babylon, are Druidic Satanists. Do you know that? Nasty, eh?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm a Semite. I want them to repent and turn back to the Most High God. And it says in the book of Psalms, one-third of the people that call themselves Jew, which means praise, that's why Jesus said, I shall inhabit the praises of my people, which is why Jesus incarnated as a praiser, because he became a Jew. That's why he incarnated as a Jew on earth. But the modern Jews are not praisers of God. They're the exact opposite. They control the world economy. You know, state of Israel, I call Israel, controls security of every department of our U.S. government, including the NSA. Did you know that? If you don't worship AIPAC, now I'm not saying we want to not have a treaty to protect Israel. I want to protect Israel, and I want us to have a treaty to do that. But I don't want us to build a temple. People have to understand that the state of Israel is they don't care whether or not two-thirds of the people die, because if they start a big war, most of the people living in Israel think they're real secure. Like I got a notice a couple days ago to get an apartment on the beach there in Israel. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I've been there several times. But guess what? The globalists and the people that run the state of Israel don't give a crap whether the Jews, the Christians, or the Arabs die if they start a great big freaking war with Hezbollah, Iran, or Russia. They don't give a crap. They just use Israel as a weapon. Do you understand that? It's a real hell. And the ones running it, and Dan Patrick said it, are the Khazars. These are the people, the Gog of Magog. I am against you in Ezekiel 38:39. Oh, chief prince, Gog of Meshach and Tubal. Do you know that they're the grandsons of Noah? Meshach is Moscow and Tubal is Tobolsk of Ukraine. Did you know that? Do you know the Sarmat Satan missiles were built in Tobolsk? The 100 megaton super weapons that could destroy half a continent were built in Tobolsk. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Yeah. People, oh my God, Deagle, how much do you know? I said, I give you a tiny fraction of what I know, because I'm not so mean and disgusting. I would show you everything I know, because if you're not saved, you'd commit suicide. If you knew what I knew and you're not saved by the Most High God and His glorious grace, you would kill yourself so quick you wouldn't even have time to take a breath or spit. Because believe me, we're in the grip of evil. And it's all around Trump. Look at his son-in-law. Look at his daughter. She's apostate. She doesn't worship Jesus as Messiah. You think modern Jews think that Jesus is Messiah? Of course not. They actually teach in the Babylonian Talmud, he's actually in a pit in hell, in excrement, suffering eternally. Do you know they teach that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't worship Jesus and think he's a good guy. They think he's a mortal enemy of Judaism. He's not. He's trying to resurrect and save their people. The Jews, because they've been apostate, have been reduced from probably where they should be right now, 500 million people or more, to like 20 or 30 million. That's it. It's all the Jews on earth. Do you know why? God's let judgment fall on them and fall on them and fall on them. That's why there's so much anti-Semitism, because they're deeply embedded with Hollywood. And by the way, the little thing about the Hollywood symbol is a little, you know, the holly plant. If you take the holly beans and crush it, it becomes a symbolic secondary for blood. And if you take the holly branch and you shave it off, it becomes a thing called a pindar, which is a magic wand of a wizard. Did you know that? So Hollywood means they're the wizards. Did you know that?
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And modern Judaism is to capture the Jews because the people of the book, even if they didn't read it or understand it, kept the words of God, even the Old Testament, because when the Ephraimites lost it by the Medo-Persians, only the Jews kept the book, even if they didn't understand it. And then they overwhelmed it with garbage, like the Sefer Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon. So the writings of rabbis superseded the scriptures of the Old Testament prophets, like Moses and Habakkuk, etc., Ezekiel, etc., warning us, because what God's done in the New Testament is he's put the questions in the New Testament and the answers in the Old. Isn't that wild? God's the master of all this. He's put the questions in the New Testament and the answers in the Old. Isn't that crazy? That's it's in my book, Clean Iron, which God gave me almost 30 years ago. I'm rewriting it, by the way. It's going to be vignettes and videos. It's going to be a CD. And when you hit the little links, you're going to be able to watch the vignette video in the book while you're reading the text. It's going to be, that's what I'm going to do in the next year or so. I'm writing Clay and Iron again. Clay and Iron means our leaders are clay or human flesh indwelt by iron of transdimensional, demonic, Greek, or reptilian and other entities. The people that rule over us are not people of clay, human flesh. They're people of clay and iron. Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. These are people of clay and iron. What do you think?
Barack Obama. George W.
Exactly.
Bush, Bill Clinton, every one of them.
There are people of clay and iron. In fact, when he would travel around, Bill Clinton, or sorry, Barack Obama, he would say, yes, we can, yes, we can. Yes, what are you going to do, the reverse speech? Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. I'm thinking, you got to understand, these people are not normal people. We want to pray for them. They're our lost brothers and sisters. How many people do you think pray for evildoers like that? Almost none. I'm one of the only ones on the planet. I want you to, if you want them to take their boot off your neck, or if you want Nancy Pelosi to just be wiped off of the office, and you want the Democrats to go away, pray for them. When God says, when you pray for those who do evil, I will take away their power to do evil against you. Did you know that? It says in the book of Psalms, right? Pray of those who have their knife in your ribs and their foot on your neck and their fire up to your face, and I will take it away. That's what God says.
When you pray for all of them.
So if you're talking about the ceremony of Christmas, I just celebrate Christmas because we remember Yeshua. It's the ceremony of Osiris, one of the other names of the ancient god of Nimrod in the valley of deviltry with Semiramis. It's another name for Lucifer. Christmas is a celebration of the resurrection of Osiris, another name for Satan or Lucifer. Isn't that wild? He wears the same garb as the Pope when he's dying, Santa Claus. I call it Satan's Claws. You like that? Satan's Claws is coming.
Satan's Claws, yes, sir.
Pretty cool, hey? I'm on a roll today, people. Pray on it. Don't just say, well, I don't want to listen anymore to this guy. He's nuts. Pray, repent, and act.
Yes, please.
Which is most